Okay, well, tonight I had a tough time trying to title this teaching, and I hope God will forgive me, but I call this sharing God's philosophy. Yes, he's probably kind of looking weird at me, but of course he knows what's going on anyway, so he knows. I'm thankful for forgiveness. But let me ask you a question. What rules life in our world? What is it that, from a philosophical manner of living, rules the world that is pretty predominant throughout the world?
Money.
Well, money is money, but I'm talking about philosophy, okay?
Humanism.
Humanism.
Evolution. Do what feels good.
Do what feels good. I got some nice terms that will probably these would all fall into. And what history says in the last 4 centuries, rationalism has dominated the minds of most people. And rationalism. Now, what in the world is rationalism? And these wise books say that rationalism has shaped the Western world information in a most phenomenal way. And so what is rationalism? It's about human reasoning and scientific methods that shape human experience. Logic, common sense. You see scientific studies, and if you use this toothpaste, you only have 2 cavities of ear instead of one or four, or something like that. But you have all these different experiences to measure how you live your life. And of course, the 5 senses come into play very big, don't they? How we hear, see, smell, taste, and touch, and they produce in our human life the results of how we think and the choices we make. Our evolutionary thinking goes along with this. Our logical thinking goes along with this. So we make decisions based on rationalism. And this is true, I think, throughout the world, in the most part. Not maybe everybody, but for the most part, everybody's into this kind of thinking. But there's another rule of life that in recent years that has popped up, and it's called emotionalism.
Ooh.
Emotionalism. It's not about kind of common sense reason. It's just about how you feel. And if you feel a certain way, then doggone it, that's what is right to you. And so emotionalism is being ruled by one's own feeling and emotions. It's a state of being in which individuals speak, act, and think based entirely on the way they feel. And I mean, I'm thinking, yeah,
Absolutely.
people, they've lost all sense of common sense, and if they feel a certain way, doggone it, this is what they're going to do, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
So you got this going on. And from this, we get what is called individualism and egocentrism. In other words, you're your God. You're the individual, you call your shots. Okay?
It's all about you.
It's all about you. The group, society, the family is not as important as you, how you feel and what you want. Yeah. As one observer said, I quote, "The world is being forced to acquiesce and align itself with all the emotional truths," quote, "of a mass of individuals rather than holding the mass of individuals to an objective reality that is true for everyone." I don't know if that made sense to you or not, but the idea that our emotions dictate what we do, how we think, and the decisions we make. The more individualistic and egocentric we become, really the more destructive it has on our families, society, and our community. And as we do our, quote, own thing, it eliminates community and leaves us all alone. And aren't people alone today?
Yeah.
Lonelyism, if that's a word, is a big thing in our time. Okay, now, let me ask you another question here. How did Jesus Christ think? How did he fit into these different philosophies that our world has been experiencing?
Was not at all.
So I see a lot of heads shaking. No. You know, was he into himself? No, not at all, huh? Everything our Lord and Savior did was for others. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, huh? God loves us, and he wants the best for us. And so when we look at this world, we look at man's philosophy, it's pretty self-serving. But when we look at the truth of who God is and his wonderful word, we see that it's a love for others. Mm-hmm. It's getting outside of ourselves, outside of the flesh, and looking to who our Father is and his love and care for us. And for us, it's a spiritual life. So why don't we go to the Bible here? We are going to look at some scriptures tonight. So 1 Corinthians, I trust with our respect of God's word that we'll see some truths here that will set for us a true philosophy of life here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Jesus said, I count my own self to nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, amen. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received... not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are truly or freely given to us of God. You see, our life as born-again ones is all about the spiritual realities versus man's reality. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? I don't think there's anybody. But we have the mind of Christ. We've got Christ in us. We have that mind of Christ. So this is the life that God has given us, a spiritual life that's far above anything that man could come up with, be it emotionalism, egocentricism, loneliness, whatever, rationalism. The spiritual life in Christ is the true life. Let's look at, I was going to go to Romans, but before we get to Romans, let's go to chapter 6. You're already in 1 Corinthians. Let's look at chapter 6. Verse 19 I love these scriptures here. I hope you guys don't get tired of me sharing this scripture, because I share this a lot. 6:19, 1 Corinthians. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? Mm. You don't belong to yourself. Isn't that totally contradictory mm-hmm. to all the philosophies man comes up with? Because they're all based on him. We don't belong to ourselves. Who do you belong to? God Almighty. Verse 20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. There it is. There it is. But let's do look at Romans chapter 8, okay? Because this is another section that I don't get tired of looking at. And I shared this at the garage group today. A lot of times we talk about different things, and it's nice to bring in the scriptures. So Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is
death.
That's the end results. Sorry, all you philosophers out there. That's it. But to be spiritually minded is what?
Life and peace.
Can you beat that? Do you have a higher trump card than that? No, life and peace. To be spiritually minded. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Pretty simple, huh? Mm-hmm. And if Christ is be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Pretty neat, huh? Just fantastic. You know, you and I don't live by the logic of the world. We live by the truth of God's Word. Okay? We live by the truth of God's Word. That's why believing the Word makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? Our believing is what gets results. And we believe the spiritual truths makes all the difference in the world. Let's go to James. Read a couple verses in James that came to mind today. And James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy. Now this is how you get a lot of joy in you. When you fall into diverse temptations, many temptations. You know, we don't like temptations, do we, really? But it says here, count it all joy when you do. Why is that? Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, your believing, works patience, and let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, our believing brings the results of the promises of God in our life. This is the great promises of God here, is the word of truth. There's no greater word available on the face of this planet than the truth of God's word. And that's what we believe. Man believes a lot of different stuff, but it's God's word that liveth and abideth forever. So this is what counts. We live in the realm of the miraculous, huh? Yeah, we have no rules. We live by faith. We live by believing God's word. We live by listening to our Heavenly Father and walking out on what He says. We live by trusting the promises of God. We live by believing. We live by praying. We live by the truth of who we are in Christ. For a rationalist or an emotionalist to believe in Christ and the resurrection of the dead, they're not. They're not, if they're true rationalist or emotionalist. But you and I don't depend on ourselves. We depend on He who created us. And we believe our Heavenly Father. It says in the scriptures, you are a new creation in Christ, right?
Yeah.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We are a new creation in Christ. So aren't you thankful that you live God's philosophy, not man's?
Amen.
That's from God's word. Okay? All right. So, Father, thank you for your word. That fits for our hearts. Thank you that you've given us your wonderful Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that He did the ultimate in His sacrifice, and you raised Him from the dead, set Him at your right hand, and gave us this wonderful gift of Holy Spirit, eternal life, and we have this word of truth to believe on, Father, to walk out on and to trust in. So we're thankful that we can know you, Father, your word, and that we can share it with others, because it's not about us. It's about those who we can help along the way as well. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well,